I was going on YouTube and there was this video called Zero to Absolute Infinity. And I was like, okay, wasn't infinity enough? Well, I guess not. So I continue watching, you know, your ones and your tens and your hundreds of thousands, millions, billions, and so on. But after you get to billions and trillions, do you know what comes next? Well, I didn't either. So I made a spreadsheet after I started learning a little bit more about big numbers. And so I have ones, tens, hundreds, thousands, ten thousands, hundred thousands, millions, billions, trillions, quadrillions. How about that? Quadrillion, quintillion, sextillion, septillion, keep going down, vigintillion, and then you get down to trestrigintillion and a bunch of other words I can't pronounce, quinquagintacentillion. And by this time, let me just tell you, there's one and 453 zeros behind it. So it's getting nuts, right? And we eventually get to 1,803 zeros, sesentillion. But what I noticed about these big numbers is that if you use scientific notation, you have a 1e plus 1,806 zeros, 1,809 zeros, 1,812 zeros, all going up by 3, powers of 3, because obviously, you have, well, that's what I'm using here. You could go up powers of 10, I guess, but I'm going up powers of 3 because I want to get to the next, you know, sets of 3 zeros. And there's gaps in between. Not everything's named. And I thought that was curious. Maybe there are names for all these things. I don't know. But I kept going, and these numbers can go up 1e plus 1,971 zeros, and I kept going, and some of these are named, like septingentillion 1e, 2,103 zeros, and keeps going. And when you get big enough on the scale, which is not even on my spreadsheet, because I go all the way up to 1e, 11,982 zeros, when you get to a crazy number where the number that you're talking about, you then take that and put that many zeros behind it, you can no longer comprehend or write what that is. And they have names for those things. They have Super Monster Cube and Little Bigfoot and Big Bigfoot and Rayo's number, infinity, absolute infinity, omega plus one, omega plus two, omega times omega, omega squared, first uncountable ordinal. Like, it just gets nuts, and I can't remember all of them, but I just remember that the names got a little bit weird, especially the Super Monster Cube and the Super Monster Giant and the, I don't know, the Super Terrible Monster. Like, it's like, why are we naming numbers after monsters and super cubes? So I had this idea, what if I named a number? Apparently not all the numbers appear to be named. There's so many numbers, how could anyone name all the numbers? So what does it take for me to name a number? And I was wanting to name 1E7338. That's 7,338 zeros and 2,446 commas, just because you wanted to know that. I'm sure you did. Very large number. It's so large that it takes up an entire document, a letter-sized document in your Word document. I use Google Sheets, or Google Docs anyway. I filled it up, took the whole page, one with a bunch of zeros, and went into the next page about a quarter of the way down. And I think it was like five lines down, whatever. A lot of zeros. That's the point of this story anyway. And I wanted to name it after the car dealership I work at. And now I'm questioning if I might call Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye the Science Guy and the guy who runs Vertasium. I want to know, how do you name a number? Who do I have to talk to name a number? Do I have to be a professor, like the guy at MIT who named Rayo's number? Can I look that up? That's in Wikipedia. You can read that. It's pretty cool. I would like to name a number. I would like to name it for my car dealership that I work at, because I think it'd be a cool marketing thing that you get more on 1604. You get a lot more. You get a whole page of zeros because we named the number. A car dealership that named a number. I know that's not what you're expecting. You're expecting them to tell you about really low prices that don't exist or something like that. No, I talk about science and math because that's cool and I want to relate to the public and I like science and math. And you already know that when I talk to my fellow coworkers, I'm talking their ear off about random topics just to inspire their day. And so a lot of people were amused by my obsession with all these zeros. They're like, why would anyone want to count that far? And I said, well, it's important. It's for science. We got to do this. So, yeah, that's what I did, and it was great. And as you can tell from this episode of Off Topic But Interesting, I tend to go on these random tangents about random things, and I hope they're interesting. For example, if you notice the cover of, this is off topic, but interesting, the cover of my podcast has my face on it, but it's not really my face. It's made of artificial intelligence. It's that new app that everybody's been going crazy about. Linza? Yeah, that app. Linza. You can get these like magic avatars. You put like 10, 20 selfies in there, and it will generate images that look like you. I guess it like just morphs the face, change it, put my eyebrows. I have really thick eyebrows and a distinct one on the side. Yeah, I put that there. Did a few things that are distinct to me on a piece of art that already exists or something, I don't know, and made it into me. And then I just modified, I cut my character out because I didn't really like the background. The background was strange and weird. Took that out and plopped it on this podcast cover. And there you go. Because I thought it looked good. It's probably better than the photo I would probably take of myself. And I look really serious in it. It looked like I'm in GTA or something. But anyway, it strikingly looks like me. My eyes look a little gray. My eyes are actually brown, but whatever. I like it. When I was a kid, off topic, but interesting. I used to think that my eyes were black because I just thought they were so dark that they weren't really brown. But one day I saw them in a mirror with a light bulb that was not covered properly. And yeah, I saw my eyes and they were brown. It was interesting. Well, that concludes this podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, consider subscribing. Support the channel. Appreciate you.